Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, I'm Georgie Korishkol, Sherlock's founder and CEO, and welcome to today's first Sherlock's Middle East podcast. Before I introduce our brilliant panel, I have to say that I am very excited that today's podcast is sponsored by British Airways, who fly to many destinations within the Middle East, including the UAE and Saudi Arabia. Whether you're after a beach holiday or an adventure with the children in the desert, the Middle East has options for every kind of traveller. Search for flights and book your next holiday at britishairways.com. Hello, I'm Georgie Korishkol, Sherlock's founder and CEO, and welcome to today's first Sherlock's Middle East podcast. And what a lineup for our first podcast. I am thrilled to be joined by Tamara Jabi, a Sherlock's Middle East contributor, Carmel Harrison, stylist and co-founder of Second Summer, and Reem Kand, co-founder of Ego in the East, and appearing in our Leading Ladies of the East series.
I'm so excited about this.
I have to tell you, will you make an appearance too, Carmel? We're gonna pin you down for next series. But I have seen your episode. We have our head of broadcasting over in the corner. She's seen it too. And I'm always ready to show it to you. So it had a big thumbs up in our office. So exciting. How are you today?
Good. How are you? Welcome back.
Welcome back to the city. Yeah, I had quite a late night last night. We arrived. We are very lucky to have partnered with British Airways for the first year of our launch here in the Middle East, and I had a great flight with them, and then we got to the airport and got to the baggage carousel, and Hodge's suitcase came out last, and then mine didn't come, and I was like, are you actually joking? It's like, in 6 hours time I'm on a podcast.
It's a nightmare.
I've also come here to do a load of paperwork for our corporate setup here, and I have apps. I had nothing with me other than my phone and laptop. Anyway, I went into the lost luggage office and there were all these people standing there. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here.
And this is past midnight also. It's exhausting.
Oh yeah, this is like 1 a.m.
Oh my God.
Anyway, we are sitting there, poor, just trying not to cry. And then my phone rings and it's an English number. And I'm like, hello? He's like, yeah, is that Coleridge? And I was like, no, but yes, do you have my luggage? He's like, yes, I'm so sorry. I picked up your luggage and took it to my hotel. I had young children with me, and I was like, somehow I'm really grateful to you. I thought I'd lost it.
Thank God you had your number and your name on there.
We were saying, lesson to all, put your number on a tag on your luggage. Anyway.
Yeah.
British Airways was great. I was really worrying how I was going to, you know, style that one out if they'd lost my luggage. Anyway, it's lovely to see you all. This is our first podcast.
So exciting.
British Airways Middle East, and I know you all, but our listeners maybe do. They probably do because you're all pretty well there out here. But Tamara, can you give us a quick elevator pitch about you?
Yeah, so I was born in New York, raised in Dubai, Lebanese, Syrian, Palestinian parents. I mean, I'm a cocktail of the Middle East. But I moved back to Dubai after university in Canada in 2014, and I've just been working in PR ever since. And I've always been a beauty lover, so I've always been in the beauty space. Through PR, Dior Beauty, Sunday Riley, and now Sheerlux, which is really exciting.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, and I've taken my passions further by teaching on the side, like fitness classes. So I'm just a cocktail of different things. Yeah.
You are awesome. You are very loved out here. And yeah, you had a long career at Dior and now Sunday Riley.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Great to have you. Thank Come out. We are huge, huge fans of Second Summer.
Thank you.
Such huge fans, and that's what I was saying on the way. We're like, we slot it all.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about you.
So I moved here almost like 10 years ago now. I was working in magazine world for a long time at Emirates Woman, and then El Arabia, and then a couple of years ago...
And you were editor at El Arabia, right?
Yes, and Emirates Woman. And then a couple of years ago, I went freelance and launched Second Summer. So yeah, that's what I've been up to recently for the past few years. I still work back with a lot of the brands and magazines, but yeah, Second Summer's like my baby.
We love Second Summer. I mean, you just shot your
campaign, yeah.
Oh my God. Goldings.
Yeah. And I kind of wanted that ruggedness as well, like not too polished. Second Summer, you know, it's all like boho, kind of like island wildlife, too polished.
But a bit more tailoring this season for you?
Yes, two suits.
Yeah.
Two suits. And we've introduced a new fabric, which is like a fine wool blend.
Nice.
So that everyone in colder climates can still shop us in winter now.
And do you sell Second Summer? I mean, you sell in the UK.
UK is our main head office. Yeah.
Did you name it Second Summer because we live in Dubai and we always get a Second Summer?
I named it Second
Summer. Isn't it always summer?
It's like you go away for summer when it's summer here, and then you come back and it's a second summer in Dubai.
It's actually, Second Summer comes from Second Summer of Love, from back in the day, when, you know, in like Ibiza heyday when all the DJs went to Ibiza for summer and then they brought all the music back to the UK. So obviously Second Summer is always inspired by Ibiza, and they deemed it like the Second Summer of Love back in the 90s. So that's kind of where I got Second Summer from. But then also we launched in COVID and we didn't get a summer in COVID. So
yeah.
Kind
of having a second
summer, everything about Second Summer is inspired by Ibiza. So yeah, I was reading about the music and the music scene back in the day. And yeah, when all the DJs came back to England, they deemed Second Summer of Love like the next, like the summer going back.
I think we should have a whole, you should have a whole episode on Carmel's tips for Ibiza.
I know. Because
I agree. For the whole summer. Like it was never ending. I'm like, she's still in Ibiza.
I know. I'm just waiting for my husband to let us live there.
Aww.
Come on, let's go.
Is that the dream?
That's the dream. That's kind of like the future of Second Summer.
It does suit you. And your kids.
Yeah.
You've got to do it for work. Bree.
Hi.
I feel like, well, I'm not sure whether this is going to come out before or after your episode, but...
Double whammy on Shayla.
Double, really? Tell us a bit about you.
I'm co-founder of Ego and East, a talent management company, and partner at Maison Pyramide, which is a 360 agency that offers everything, pretty much. And yeah, that's a little bit about me. I used to live in London. I moved to Dubai in 2017, so 6 years ago, I believe. And now it's my home, and I love it. And
you're originally from Lebanon?
I'm originally Lebanese, but grew up in the UK, have an Irish passport, which is really interesting. People find that so fascinating.
It is. It's like
so,
if you're an Arab, I feel like it's normal to have another type of passport.
Yeah. But Irish is like
Irish
random.
Is like so random.
Yeah, no, I love my Irish passport. Still in the EU. Yeah.
And I mean, look, I know you all have a great life here, but for people listening, what do you love the most about living here?
Okay, I'll be honest. Right before COVID, I was very, very close. I actually went to LA to go and do the whole get my visa thing and move there. And then COVID happened and I realized that Dubai is actually the best city in the world to live in and you're just constantly safe. And then I also realized that nowhere else in the world can you be, because pretty much 90% of my friends are entrepreneurs and we're all around the same age. And I feel like nowhere else in the world can you go and say you want to become a business owner and have the support that Dubai gives you to be able to do that.
I love that you say that. And that's what I've discovered in my trips out here. And that's why I'm so excited for Shaynox to be here, because we love to champion female founders in particular and male founders. But yeah, I do think people think that about Dubai.
It's an amazing community for that.
I also feel like everyone kind of has the same mentality and everybody's kind of like-minded because everyone is here to work. And I just feel like everyone has that like positive energy. Whereas like back in the UK, sometimes there's a lot, I feel like sometimes there can be a lot of negativity or like life's a bit of a struggle or like I can't do attitude. Whereas I think in Dubai, just like everybody's kind of like spearing each other on.
Yeah,
the fashion industry is so small. Everybody knows each other. And, you know, we're all like looking out for each other. And I just find that really nice.
Yeah.
And I think you said it perfectly. When you say struggle, here life is so convenient that you're able to fulfill your dreams because everything else is so convenient. You get everything at your fingertips. Service is so easy. So
you get a lipstick from Unas in 90 minutes.
Any?
Do you remember? We were in the shop. And I was like, I'm going to test this out. It's really real.
Yeah. And the community. I mean, it's unmatched, to be honest. I feel like you have people that become your friends forever and they build you up. And like you said, you have like-minded individuals around you. Everyone wants to aspire to be better and greater. Mm-hmm. And because of the convenience of Dubai, and it's so easy to succeed here. Well, if you work really hard, it's quite easy to succeed here. You just feel like you're in that energy that feels really positive and it feels inspiring.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities. Yeah. Like that wouldn't probably come along, I don't think.
And also you're in a city that is also growing.
Yeah.
So you're part of that growth. So, you're making history with the city. So yeah, it's amazing. So ever since then, I changed my mind. I'm like, I'm never leaving it. Never leaving Dubai.
So that's my next question. Do you think you will ever leave?
No, I don't think so. I think actually the more my personal evolution continues and let's say I get married and have children, I feel like it's even more tempting to stay.
I know, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have children here.
Yes, two young kids. Yeah. But that's why I love Dubai as well, because it's so safe. You don't ever worry. You know, you don't lock the car. We have one house key that we don't even use.
So when we're here filming, the amount of people are like, what's in your bag? This is a good question to fill with time in the car. And they'd be like, a lip gloss, my phone. No one had any keys.
Yeah. No, we don't carry keys.
We also had my luggage doors.
Well, yeah. My luggage yesterday, I was saying to her, I was like, well, no one's stolen my luggage because we're in Dubai. And
you always get it back. Whatever. Yeah. If you lose anything, you'll find it. Well, you never worry, you'll find it back.
We went through the luggage thing. This is how crap our arrival was. We went through the luggage, got to our hotel, 1:30 in the morning. Roger left her phone in the taxi. Anyway, 3:30 this morning, they called us. And
that's amazing. Always get it back.
Love that representation of Dubai.
And tomorrow, I mean, you're obviously going to Ibiza, Carmel. Yeah. So you're not...
But I would kind of live kind of half and half.
Hybrid.
Yeah. So yeah. I'd do like X amount of time in Ibiza and then, but always have Dubai as our base. So the schools here are amazing. It's super safe for the kids. So I think until they kind of turn 16 or 18,
yeah,
we would then maybe look at leaving full time. But yeah.
But by the way, that's how I live here.
Yeah.
I actually only live here for 6 months out of the year or 4 months. Because between June and September, I leave. So I feel really privileged saying
Dubai,
that.
Like, Dubai,
I know you're
so flexibility, though.
And tomorrow, what do you say forever? Is this home?
It is 100% home for me.
You went to school here, right?
I went to school here. My brothers, well, some of them are here. I have three. So one of them is in Switzerland and two of them are here. And they have kids. Well, two of them have kids, and it's just home. And it's just if I do end up having kids, getting married and having kids, hopefully in the future, I would want them to be around their cousins. We're really family oriented, so the idea of being far away from family for me is especially since COVID is a scary thought. So I love the idea of having to raise my kids in a city like Dubai, in a place where it's so multicultural. Like when I grew up, I had Japanese friend, Australian friend, British friend. I had so many different nationalities, and I find that's hard to get in different cities, and Dubai offers that for children, so I feel like it's the perfect place to raise kids as well.
So
I'm here.
Let's talk about fashion, ladies. Can you talk to me, can each you talk about your individual style? I feel like you're all very different. Carmel, I'm gonna start with you. You're also like a horseshit stylist. I
feel like my style changes depending on where
I am. Do you?
Yeah. I think it changes in Dubai. It changes again in Ibiza. I'm like full boho queen in Ibiza. But then I come back to Dubai and I'm usually in yoga pants, to be honest. Doing the school run or on a set. But yeah, like...
All second
summer. But you make a cheek.
All second summer linen, yeah. So sometimes I'm like minimal. And like, I don't know, if I'm going to meetings and stuff. But then other times I'm like, I love colour and print. So it kind of varies on all of those.
I have to say, you kindly sent me... bandeau.
Oh yes, the Iazuro top.
Yeah, the white.
Yeah,
with like a waist that goes out a little bit.
Is that the one I have? The black
white. Yes, it's just so great.
It's amazing,
and I love it because some linen can look quite scruffy, quite quickly.
Yeah,
but because of the elastic in the bandeau top, it does
feel. Yeah, it keeps it straight.
It's such a brilliant.
My thing is, I hate creased clothes, and I have a linen brand, which
I really like.
And I'm like,
didn't steam
carry a steamer in your car? Every time, my sister sometimes posts, and I'm like, no, take it down. You need to steam it and then repost it.
Oh my god, so annoying. I love that.
So you'd say you're boho in Ibiza here,
a bit more. I don't know. I feel like I cover up a lot more here.
Mm. Yeah, and do you do that to respect?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just a natural thing. I feel like, I don't know, like I feel more comfortable covered up here. Like if I'm in the mall or whatever. Also, the malls are freezing, so you do.
It's freezing.
Yeah, it's like so hard. Cold. I find it hard to dress in Dubai.
Because it's
boiling hot outside, but then you go inside and you're freezing. So it depends on day to day, what you're going to wear. And then if you're at the beach, then it's obviously summer clothes.
Reed, what about you?
Well, I follow Carmel and just screenshot all her outfits. No joke. I think we've had like 15
Don't
conversations
we all?
Where I'm like, you need to come over and do my closet.
We still need to do that.
We really need to do that. Natalia's is constantly saying that.
I don't do it that often, but I can do it, yeah.
Okay. So,
I don't know. I've tried not to say this anymore because I feel like I'm just manifesting it where I'm like, I don't know how to dress, but I am very minimal.
Yeah.
I feel like I also buy silly things sometimes and then I regret it. And I'm like, why did I buy that?
But I think I started following you like back in the day because of your style.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
That's shocking.
You and Natalia. Like, that I really just thought, was really? I don't know, I think you were very refreshing for the region.
Aww. I love that. I'm going to tell Nat. She'll be so happy because she's convinced she has the shittest style.
And Natalia is Instagram.
For people listening, Natalia is Reen's sister and business partner.
Yes.
And you both have great style. You're quite... low-key.
Very low-key. She?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Cool.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
Cool. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. I just feel like you were with me when I tried these on. I ended up buying them because I just knew that I didn't want to give them back because they were initially supposed to be a PR loan for Paris Fashion Week. And I swear, the cost for wear.
Lindsay, yeah.
Done.
Girl like,
I have got my return on investment.
And then lovely shoe, Kim Peach. Just reading her shoe here. Which, these are stories, aren't they? I mean, yeah. So the row, aren't they?
Yeah.
So cute.
But I'm not going to spend, like, $1,200 on a pair of flip-flops.
Yeah.
Tamara?
Yeah, I mean, like Reem said, I kind of struggle to identify what my style is. I find that I often go for, like, a relaxed fit. I'm really about, like... My friends will make fun of me because if it's like a party, you'll see me in like a diamond bra and I'll wear like a blazer on top and very risque.
That sounds fabulous.
I can be very risque, but I can also be very relaxed and just, yeah. So I think it's opposite sides of the spectrum. I can be very out there and I can be very relaxed. Most days I'm relaxed.
Depends how you're feeling.
Depends how I feel, exactly.
So how about trends it's fall, it's autumn for us, but obviously there are new collections out. There are new trends, you know, whether it's silver jewelry, whether it's the color red. What are you looking forward to adding to your wardrobes now that there is new fashion out there?
I've recently added silver jewelry just because that's what I've been seeing around. And I've never really given silver jewelry a thought. I'm like, oh, no, I'm a gold girl through and through. But then I bought these really cool silver earrings. And I'm like, oh, these are actually really nice on me. They don't look too bad. So I've been following that trend.
Carmel,
I feel like I'm looking at a lot. I've never been a pastel girl. I've always hated pastel colors, but recently I'm getting into pastel colors.
I love this blue that you're wearing.
It's like
now.
A powder blue
because it's not a pastel.
Yeah, it's not like a baby pastel.
No,
but yeah, it's like a bit more of a cool pastel.
It's kind of cornflowery, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Yeah.
Trends.
I don't know what the new trends are. Oh, Adidas Sambas.
Oh yeah.
That saw on you. And then I was in the mall the other day and I was with my brother and he's 11 years younger than me and he thinks I'm a, what does he call me? Consumer. And I'm like, oh, let me go see if they have Sambas in a 39 because I can't find them anywhere. And he was like, honestly, really, like, honestly, like, someone's going to wear them. You're going to think it's cool now. Like, do you even know what a Samba is? I'm like, yeah. What do you mean?
I say that because my boyfriend works at Adidas. And when the Samba trend came out, I was like, oh my God, babe, these are so cool. He's just like, how do you not? You don't even know what Samba is.
Exactly.
You don't know the history of Samba. They've been around forever.
Does it matter?
And he's like, it all matter. And then he has to buy me the Sambas. I'm like, okay, thanks for feeding into my...
Well, I have to tell you, we have some new tracking in the UK, which allows us to see... It gets very granular on purchasing. And we had a week not very long ago where our readers, we didn't even do one big article. They were just like scattered in this sort of get the look or a hot product or something. And we sold 1,200 pairs of Sambas.
Oh, great. That's why I can't find my size.
And really
literally, I'm sold out everywhere.
By the way, the yellow ones are really cool. I've been trying to find a yellow.
Yeah.
I'm giving up now. Actually, I need that. I'm on to the next. Is there anything else you bought recently other than Sambas?
I bought a really nice pair of Jimmy Choo, like really sleek flat black boots.
Nice.
So I felt like I was missing that in my wardrobe.
What kind of boots?
They're just like a black flat leather with like a little gold bit at the back.
Nice.
I don't like chunky boots on my feet. I've got like a petite frame, so I think anything I wear, it can't be chunky. Mm-hmm. I feel weird in it, but yeah.
So you got your UK boots?
Got my UK boots and a really beautiful, I actually bought a really beautiful, I don't know, I can never pronounce it, Marlene Berger, Marlene
Berger. Marlene Berger, yeah.
Marlene Berger. Can see I say it all wrong. But yeah, a beautiful, from the Outnet, a beautiful, like, snake print leather coat.
Ree, what about you? Have you bought anything recently? Well, you have, because you bought your
Bugessa. I bought my Bugessa jeans. What else did I buy? I've spent a bit of money yesterday supporting a really great brand who's actually one of our clients as well, Nefska Scorti.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh!
Everything is just amazing.
It's incredible. I mean, really an amazing brand.
An amazing brand. Two sisters. Right. They're both excellent. Palestinian, living in Jordan. They're part of the fam. We love them.
God, that's, yeah. That's great.
And I actually have been a buyer for so many years. So I always like to go and support when they have like a pop-up or anything in the region. So,
well, if you're in the market for some evening wear with a difference, it's kind of fun, cool.
Yeah, very
really
different.
I recommend it. Then this is why I love being in this region, because there's so much discovery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The regional like brands are amazing.
Yeah. What are your other favorites? I mean, Second Summer always comes up. Bugessa always comes up. I mean, she's amazing. She sells an edible, so yeah, it's easy to shop. And she ships. Actually, it's very easy to shop from her. She's super cool. Are there other brands from the region that you're fans of?
I quite like Lamajuni.
Yeah, Lamajuni is nice.
She's got cool. Yeah. Looks, yeah. Quite minimal energy.
You should check out Lafshaw for bags.
Lafshaw for bags. 100%.
She's so unique.
Are they the boxes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
They're like acrylic perspex.
Yeah, but also leather. Beautiful pieces. So unique. And she's just made her stamp and kind
it's
of
almost like an ornament that you can keep on your shelf.
Yeah,
so.
It's yeah, beautiful. It's like,
and where else do you shop in Dubai? Where are your favorite? Do you have any favorite stores that you go to? Are there any concept stores that you go to? Do you shop in the malls, online?
I shop online.
Yeah, I'm an online shopper.
I don't know how to shop in a mall, in a store, because I'm so used to, even from being in London, like I remember just so hectic going shopping and then carrying bags home.
I missed that. It was like in England, I think, you know, the high street is like, you know, part of British culture. So I missed like on a Saturday meeting my friends for lunch, going for a shop, then going home. That's what we did growing up.
Yeah, I mean,
growing up for sure. But then being online makes you so spoiled because you can just search pencil skirt. But when you're in a store, you can't command F pencil skirt and have everything just swoosh to you.
Well, you can now.
How?
In Reformation in Battersea Power Station, if that means anything, use a little iPad on the
wall. Oh, yeah, they've teched it up. I remember seeing that in New York.
Good because, you know, there you actually just scroll through and 2 minutes later there's a knock on the door and it's outside.
If it was like that in Harvey Nicks or Bloomingdale's, it would be so much easier.
But I actually miss like going to vintage stores. Yeah. Like, we don't have that here. No. I'm actually working.
There is one in XB Gallery or whatever
in
it is.
In Bestekia.
Yeah, but I feel
really?
Like
I got a vintage Christian Dior amazing blazer in there.
Yeah. Okay, I'm writing all this down. I need this intel. XV Gallery.
Yeah, XV Gallery. They have a vintage store. Really nice things.
Amazing. So
cool. Yeah.
I'm actually working with a client who's opening a vintage store.
Nice.
Amazing. Yeah. Not too much detail yet, but yeah, it's going to be... Have you heard of Annie's in Ibiza?
Yes.
So that kind of like concept where you can go down with your friends. Yeah, like, that's what I
was aware of.
And like,
yeah.
But like really unique vintage pieces. Like not just like, you know, like another Chanel boy bag. Vintage,
yeah.
Like kind of like some of them that are here quite commercial, but like really, really unique. And like they're putting a lot of money into
that's
it. Really sourcing
cool.
I think like the really amazing products
that's
to bring
cool.
here.
I think the only reason that didn't happen before was because the community needed to diversify.
Evolve. Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't need to buy secondhand here. Like they can afford to go and buy... Brand.
And they also prefer.
And they prefer.
They have this conception that pre-owned, pre-loved
is not
like, oh, it's someone else.
Someone else.
Do you think that's changing though?
Yeah.
I definitely. Yeah.
There's a diverse population.
And like that's one of the reasons we launched here is because there's this whole new younger generation that are not.
Yeah. And everybody wants that unique piece that nobody else can get.
And their platforms now, like Level Shoes, have this pre-owned, pre-loved section, so they also
it's coming, so the pre-loved is coming to
it's becoming more popular.
So what I can take like designer shoes I don't want anymore,
but you get it back in, you get it back in Level Shoes credit.
Down for that.
Yeah. So you take your pre-loved shoes to Level Shoes,
they come and collect it from your house as well.
Oh,
so obviously you don't have to leave.
That's
your house.
Brilliant. Let's talk about beauty tomorrow. This is your sweet spot. I'm gonna start with you. Any new beauty discoveries that you've come across that you can share with our listeners?
I will say this is not a brand that's available in the UAE, so I'm not sure if this is...
Go for it. Can you get it here?
You can order it online.
Right.
Refi. It's a UK
brand. Oh, I use their eyebrow gel.
Obsessed with Refi. I mean, even the founder, she's amazing.
She's amazing.
She just simplified the products. She makes it so easy. She specializes in brows. I have a lip liner that I just recently bought, which is so nice.
And blending
on the opposite side, it's a lip gloss. It's like a tooth. It's like a two for one.
Yeah, I had her. I had the brow gel.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I was just using the gel. And then one day I accidentally pulled the thing and I'm like, oh, there's a brush in here. Yeah. And I'm like,
it's incredible, honestly.
It was like a second gift, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I really like that.
Beautiful brand. Love that brand.
And I love brands that are made by people who know what they want in a product rather than like
just like
a company.
Give it out. Yeah. Consumer.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And Supergoop landed in Dubai. Supergoop, the sunscreen brand.
I'm pumped about Supergoop.
We're super pumped. We're like, yeah, I love the glow screen sunscreen. It's amazing. So those are my current beauty favorites.
I'm not a massive beauty person, but I do love the brand. Is it Westman Atelier?
Yes.
Yes. They do like an invisible highlighter and it's just clear. Ooh. And yeah, if you just put it on, it kind of like highlights in all the right places. But, so I think that's my like one discovery. But yeah, I'm a very much like, this is what I buy and this is it. And like, I don't like to kind of venture out.
Yeah, you know what works. Incredible.
Yes. Really, really beautiful. I like, and it's like magnetic clicking.
Yeah,
it's very luxurious packaging. Yeah.
It's like, what's that thing called?
ASMR.
I also love Hermes.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Beauty products. Every day I wear like the kind of CC cream that they do.
Nice.
I think that's amazing for Dubai.
I've only recently noticed all their lipsticks.
Oh my God, Hermes. I love the lipsticks.
Yeah. No reason.
Yeah, I do actually use like quite a lot of Hermes beauty products actually.
And actually, brushes. The other brand that does such great lipsticks is Sisley.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, such
great. They also do a great foundation as well.
I discovered that here, yeah.
Ooh.
Great foundation. Green.
Mm. For skincare, I'm like very pharmaceutical. So like La Roche-Posay, Eucerin, that's it. I don't use anything that you can't find in a pharmacy on my skin. And then makeup, I love Say Beauty.
Mm.
It's all vegan, it's all amazing, and the products last so long. I literally only buy makeup once a year because it just lasts forever.
And are there other ride or die other than that? Is there other ride or die products that if they were discontinued you'd be camping outside and saying?
Charlotte Tilbury lip liners. Mm. I love that brand for anything to do with the lips.
I can only use Biologique Ricochet on my skin. Like, it's the only product. I try and switch to other ones when people send you stuff and I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this out.
Yeah.
And 3 days later, my skin's greasy, it's full of pores. Biologique Ricochet for me, like, if they discontinued anything from that, like...
Tamara, what would you be gutted if...
Honestly?
You tried to discontinue?
Good jeans, Sunday Riley. It's my ride or die product. And it's not because I work for the brand. Genuinely, this is a product that just works so well on my skin.
I mean, it's such a great brand, Sunday Riley. So, you know, we'll allow you that answer for sure. How do you use it? What is the product?
It's a lactic acid treatment. So when you have sensitive skin, you don't want to use it every single day. You want to make sure that you space it out. But for me, my skin's gotten so used to it that I use it every single day, every single morning before I put my sunscreen on. People tend to use it at night, but I use it in the morning. It really instantly gives me that glow. It's meant to like exfoliate your skin and just make you feel like you have this like bright glow. And it does that for me. So yeah, I love it.
Oh, I need that in my life. Can you talk about beauty advice that you've been given that you would give others? Are there rules, beauty rules that you already, you know, take me off before bed, double cleanse, yada yada yada. Anything else?
For me, it's skincare before makeup always, because I feel like when I was younger, I would just apply makeup. You know, I have my skincare maybe at night mostly, but then I wouldn't in the morning. I'd be like, oh, it's fine. I'll just put like a moisturizer in the sun. But the prep, the beauty is in the prep. Like if you have a really good base, like a really good freshly cleansed skin with all the right products and products that go well with your skin, with your makeup, that's the key. I think a lot of people just apply any form of skincare and then they put their makeup on top. But if you put a specific type of skincare that works for you, that works well with your makeup, then you're golden.
Yeah. This is what everybody says. There's got to be some truth in it.
Yeah.
Mm. Always use a primer.
Primer?
Yeah, before foundation.
What brand do you use?
Hourglass. Mm-hmm. Soft Focus, maybe something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beauty rules?
Obviously, SPF. Yeah. Hugely important. I saw one of your colleagues the other night.
Yeah.
Zane.
Yeah, Zane.
And she was like, she thought I was her age. I was like, Haiti, I'm 10 years older than you.
To be fair, you do look really young.
Thank you. And she's like, I don't believe you. And I'm like pulling out my passport to show her. And she's like, you have to tell me who's your doctor. I'm like, water and sleep, you know, yeah. Like this is the basics.
All the basics you get.
Yeah.
Treatment.
Yeah, yeah. I found some
gems. Tell us.
There's this incredible facialist called Julie. She is in DIFC. At Dr. Rose Clinic.
Oh, yeah.
She just has her own little spot there, but it's not her clinic. And honestly, good luck getting an appointment. She's always...
Is this the one you were telling me about a while back?
Yeah, Julie Me Skin on Instagram, I think. She's incredible, like an incredible facialist. I love her work. And then I recently discovered this incredible clinic called Auronix. It actually hails from London.
Yeah.
The reason why I liked them is because I got into like Botox very late. I was like 30 when I first tried it.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
So I think I only started 2 years ago.
Well, apparently I was really late.
Oh, is that late? Oh, I'm late then.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
If you look in this, in this region, it's pretty late. Oh, you should be starting earlier.
Yeah.
What age?
I don't know. I feel like in people in their mid-20s start with baby Botox.
Yeah, because it's preventable, right? That's what they say.
Baby Botox.
But this place, because I'm also very scared of injectables. So I had read that they actually like map out your face and they do everything. Because you hear horror stories of going somewhere and people just like, oh, you need this here. And they just stop poking a needle in your face. You're like, oh, it's happened now. Like, I can't do anything about it. Yeah. So also aesthetically, their clinic is so my vibe. I love it. So I go there and I do Botox with Dr. Hannah. She's great.
Nice.
Yeah.
The woman to go to in...
She's great.
In Dubai. Any other places you two go?
I love a Pico Genesis laser facial. And I go to Rebecca Treston. She's amazing.
Oh, she's clinic. So good.
She's like iconic. Yeah,
I know that you're all like, oh, yeah.
I actually do Rebecca Treston for laser facials to help with my melasma.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. So
yeah. And
amazing.
I had the worst pigmentation after I gave birth to Sienna, like blotchy all over. And as soon as I had that one facial, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's what happened to me.
100%. Yes, she's amazing.
Do you know what I've done that week ago? Have you ever had LVL?
Yes. Lash lift.
On the eyebrows, no. I've seen LVL on the lips.
Literally perm your brows up.
I feel like my eyebrows are really long, though. They'd be like up here.
You can trim them if you find
them. I know, but I feel like the length like fills in the gap. No, but I feel like the length, they need the length to fill in. Like, you know, they
got
like,
it.
Well, we did a feature, I think last week we did a feature on a sub-released on the best places to get your eyebrows done.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to mention that Profilo is a new thing that I've discovered because of Auronix. And it's basically shots of hyaluronic acid in your face. So it hydrates
plumps
your skin
also,
and plumps.
You're talking to a 42-year-old woman here. And there's another one over there. I mean, we are all over a bit of Profilo.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with it.
Honestly, amazing.
It's so
and I want to try more.
Try it again. That's something I want to try.
Oh, I did that once. And it's excruciating.
I know.
The pain is awful.
It is.
But you need, in fact, you think he's coming to the Middle East, but David Jack, who is one of the best guys in London. Like, he's really... He's like the intelligent woman's approach to anti-aging. And he has a numbing cream that he gets from Germany that's 5%.
That's why it doesn't hurt you.
And most others are sort of 1.5%.
Oh, yeah, that's what I need.
My girlfriend had it the same week that I had it. And she was like, Jesus Christ! She's like, I'm the most... I feel like I've had needles driving.
Yeah, my sister was crying in her session.
I feel... Anything.
Really?
The lady, he's coming to the region and he's called Dr. David Jack.
Dr. David.
Yeah. He is a brilliant man.
Speaking of numbing, sidetrack, but I've recently discovered on TikTok this numbing spray that you use for wounds. Like, you just use it to, like, numb your, like, wound. And I used it for my feet for heels at a wedding.
That is genius.
It worked like magic. I did
is
not.
Is it legal?
It's legal. You buy it on Amazon. It's like a numbing spray that it's meant for, like, whatever. I don't know what it's meant for, to be honest. Like, for my feet.
The teenage girls piercing their own ears.
Exactly. And I used it for a wedding that I had in Rome recently. And I was on my feet from like 5 p.m. to
That's
5
hilarious.
P.m. Did not feel a thing. Everyone switched into their flats, their sneakers. I stayed in my heels because I was
numb.
And it lasts.
Oh my God.
It's wild. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's wild. Yeah. I don't know how safe it is.
What is the name of it?
I need to find it.
Okay.
Sure.
You need to set up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will say that I am happy that the trend of like women filling their faces and
yeah.
all of these crazy fillers has finally subsided, and I feel like everyone's going back to a bit more of their
natural
beauty and not trying to distort their faces and look the same as everyone else. Yeah, I'm so happy to see that, which is why I'm loving like this Profilo and a lot more, you know, it's just hydration and
enhancing your own beauty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And are there any other sounds, beauty destinations? Lymphatic drainage is huge.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Isn't
for
it?
You
yeah
do you have that done?
Yes,
never had it done actually.
It's really good. I should
It's amazing. There's a service. There's a woman called Leda. She opened her own clinic, and like lymphatic drainage clinic, Brazilian sling massage. She's Brazilian, and they come to your house.
Oh, I think Nat uses her. My sister
amazing her. Like great therapists, and you're meant to. So with the lymphatic drainage, you have to be consistent. Like, you can't expect that, you know, after like one session, well, after one session, you do see results, but for a long lasting effect, you just have to continuously get that massage. And it does make you feel so good after, especially if you're holding water retention.
Mm.
It's amazing.
Mm. We wrote a piece on SL Middle East about lymphatic drainage.
Mm.
And I was looking at the content calendar. And I was like, why are we writing a piece on this in our sort of second edition? And I think it was Amrita who was like, Georgie, this is massive in this region. Like,
yeah.
People are all over. I was like, oh, yeah.
And it's so accessible. That's the thing. So people are starting to like it.
Can we talk about wellness? I know you're big into your... Didn't you and Daisy go to a class together?
Yes, we did. Yeah. We went to a studio. Yeah, we went to a gym class.
So we've got a new social media exec who is from the region, lives in the region, and our social media manager from the UK flew out last week to do some training with her because she just started. Anyway, she seemed to fit in quite a few gym classes, but you and her went and did...
We did the lab studios. We did a cycling class. And it's just so much fun. I think the best way, I think when people come to me, they're like, oh, well, let's do a coffee. Let's hang out. I haven't seen you in so long. I'm like, yeah. And there's always that, I haven't seen you in so long. Like, we should catch up. And so to hold people accountable, I ask them to do a workout with me. So I'm like, let's go for a workout and we can do a shake after. And so when people commit to a workout, because if you're like-minded, that like you enjoy working out, you enjoy a class. I'm someone who loves to try anything. So like if they specifically like Pilates or if they like cycling, I'll be like, okay, let's go to a class together, whatever you like, your choice, and I'll join. And then we have a coffee after. That's where you guarantee that you'll hang out with someone. But yeah, so Daisy and I went to. Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's how you guarantee that coffee date will happen. Because
also, you guarantee that you'll do exercise with this too.
Yeah.
So top
and it's fun. It's fun to work out with your friends. I think it's a really good time. So yeah, so Daisy and I went to the lab studios and had a cycling class.
So that's a favorite. Are there other favorites you have?
I mean, I'm going to be biased, but I train at a gym called Bear, and I find that it's one of the best workouts for a high-intensity interval training if you want to like increase your... you know, your strength. It's an amazing class, but it is high intensity. So I like to alternate between high intensity interval training, reformer Pilates, reformer Athletica, just over.
Oh, I love reformer Pilates.
Stunning. Such a beautiful.
So studio. Good as well. Yeah. It's so effective.
It's so good for you. And yeah. I feel that it's, I've done high intensity my whole life and I'm like, nothing compares to Pilates.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
feel like you really target the tiny little muscles and I'm shaking the whole time. And I think that I'm fit, but then I go to a class at Pilates and I'm like, I'm not fit at all.
After my second child, I had 2 months of exercise and then I did a month of reformer Pilates and I did 5 classes a week for 4 weeks.
So I booked good.
20. And I think I had PTSD thinking about it because I had to be there at 6 a.m., which meant waking up in the dark and driving every morning. And I got in and they said, has anyone got any injuries? I was like, well, I've given birth. Like, 8 weeks ago. Okay, they're not your stomach muscles probably haven't rejoined. Anyway, by the end of it, 4 weeks later, I was just
amazing,
so strong. I need to do it again, actually. It'd be a really good thing to do again. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about you, Kama?
Yeah, my thing is reformer Pilates.
Is it?
I'm not really, I don't really like exercising. So if it's something that I'm going to do, like, you know, like those at-home workouts, I had Melissa Wood Health for a while and I join all these apps and then I do it like twice and then I don't do it. So reformer Pilates, I do it at Blended Wellness. It's on the Palm. It's opposite like my house. So it's super, for me, it's more about convenience. I'm not going to travel to work out. It's as fast as I can do it and then get out. But reformer Pilates for me, I've been doing it for like, yeah, since before I had my children, so.
Reem, what about you?
Yeah, I train a lot, but I used to be really specific with my training. Like, I would count my macros. I would weigh myself every day. I was like on a mission to gain muscle and build strength. So I would train 5 times a week strength training, so lifting weights and eating, making sure I'm eating a certain amount of calories that are giving me enough protein to build muscle. I was basically a gym rat and it worked. It was amazing. And I built amazing strength and I saw my body change. And then, you know, I also have a really high stress job and I would say a high stress life. And I feel like that kind of training doesn't aid calming down because you're just tense all the time, you know? Oh. So I decided to stop doing that. I realized that I can get the body I want, which was amazing. And the muscular, like everything where it needs to be. And then I should prioritize my mind. So I recently started doing a lot more yoga and breathing and like meditation that I do with a coach from Thailand, which is really nice online. And then I've been obsessed with Pilates for so long. So I've also made sure that I do more of that than I do strength training. Mm-hmm. So now it's a lot more balanced. It's like strength training once or twice a week, Pilates at least once or twice a week, and yoga and breathing as much as I can.
Can we talk about restaurants, bars, places to go, eat out, brunch? Where are your favorites? Where have you been recently that's new?
I like Netsu.
Netsu?
The Mandarin Oriental. It's like Japanese. And I love Mythos. And the Greek restaurant is in JLT. It's like in a little cave.
They opened one in City Walk.
Yeah. Did they? Yeah. And they also have kind of their like sister line of it. What do you say, sister line? I don't know how you call it, but they have like Coleco by Mythos in Nikhil Mall in Depachka.
Okay.
So I'm always in there doing work because it's right next to my house. Yeah. And Depachka is kind of like a Selfridges food hall kind of concept.
What's it called?
Depachka.
Depachka.
Depachka. You can get like ramen in there. You can get like Greek.
Where is that?
It's in Depachka, Nikhil Mall. It's
like, oh, yeah, I've seen that. It's cute.
Nikhil Mall, sorry.
Yeah.
And say it like with the Yorkshire accent. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm always in there.
That's on the Palm.
Yeah, on the Palm in Nikhil Mall.
Hmm. I've recently tried Soul Kitchen. It's a new restaurant that opened in Business Bay. It's actually by the people of Grand Factory, which are the people that are based out of Beirut. And they recently opened a restaurant. And it's really good.
What's the food?
It's Levantine South American. So it's like the cross between South Americans and Lebanese people. So it's like, because a lot of the Lebanese migrated to South America. So it's a mix between the two.
That's
so
cool.
Really, really good. I really enjoyed their food. And they have amazing cocktails. Like they have a Arak drink, which is delicious.
Is this Soul Kitchen?
Soul Kitchen. Really nice. And the interiors are beautiful. And they commissioned artists from the globe to create the art pieces. It's beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know where I went when I was here last? Bungalow 34.
Oh yeah. Very nice. Aesthetically.
Oh, that's Tasha's, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I've not been yet. Is that Nikki B?
Yeah. Yes. It's so nice.
Dinner, but the concept store there.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Oh my God.
Africa Collective. Are amazing.
Yeah. Africa Collective. Yeah. It is unreal. I was like a child in a sweet shop. I mean, it's amazing. And what about brunches? Is that a thing for you? I mean, we always hear that in the UK.
I avoid brunches. It's not my vibe.
I feel like when I first moved to Dubai, it was like a young thing to do, like go to brunch because it was like a new thing for us. But I don't go to brunch that often. I think the last brunch I went to was for a friend's 40th at the Main.
It's definitely a thing in Dubai. People love brunches.
They do. I think it's more of a tourist thing.
An expat thing, maybe.
Yeah, maybe expat. Yeah. Or even...
Okay. Or anyone who wants to get drunk at lunch. Brunch.
Yeah, I think... Indochine brunches were really fun. I mean, I used to go a lot because the music was great. They had a live band and I loved that vibe. But that's pretty much the only brunch I've ever really enjoyed. But it is a huge thing in Dubai. People love
brunch. It's like a party, right?
Yeah, it's like a party on a Saturday, and just the aim is to drink as much as you can and have a really enjoyable
bottomless time. Brunch, yeah.
If you're not going out and you're staying in, what are you watching? Are there TV shows that you're into? I mean, I feel like in the UK, it's like, what are you watching? You watch this, you watch Succession.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm always asking everyone what they're watching.
I just finished Beckham.
Yeah. Oh, it's good, isn't it?
So good. I mean, I love him. I love Posh too, but
I know. I mean, I think I could, if they wanted to do a Kardashians on us and give us a season every
I would watch weeks, it.
I might be delighted.
They're amazing. And he's amazing. And his career is amazing. I mean, I know it's all like glorified.
It was super nostalgic watching it.
I felt
remember like reading about
I'm
it.
School. I was sort of 15.
Yeah.
Things.
I remember him getting the red card as well, and everyone being really angry.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I'm sure in the UK it was probably amplified.
It was crazy.
Well, football's, especially the World Cup, like when the World Cup's everyone on in the UK, everyone does.
But he lived next door to my uncle in Old Liege, and I went to school in Old Liege, so we'd see them. What? So, and my mom would like stop me and like, David, how's Victoria? How's the baby? And he would always be so nice. Oh. Like, she once said, like, sign something for me. And he actually was like, I don't have a pen. 1 second, and like ask two people on the street, do you have a pen just That's to so sign nice. A piece of paper for my mom that he didn't even know, you know. He's always, it made me feel really nostalgic watching it because
kids
the
only bit that I just couldn't cope with it was the elocution lessons bit at the end where she went to give him that hug because she was so proud that he knew the word elocution.
That's true.
I forgot that part. And then they were doing their little line dance.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
I love that too. Yeah.
Good. So everyone watched Beckham.
Everyone watched Beckham. I think Painkiller was really good.
Oh yeah, Painkiller's the other one of Dope Sick. Have you heard of Dope Sick?
I think it's the same.
They're the same storyline. But I watched Dope Sick, but I heard Painkiller's the Netflix version.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked that. And then I actually just started an old show called Better Call Saul.
Oh yeah.
Because Breaking Bad is one of my favorite shows of all time, and I can't believe I never watched the follow-up, so I'm watching that right now.
I don't like anything intense, so my thing is like either if it's, you know, a design documentary, any documentary actually I love,
me too.
Trashy TV, so I love Below Deck.
Oh my gosh, Below Deck is so good.
I like to just switch off and just like watch, Brain I love Junk. Reality.
Yeah,
Brain Junk, like Below Deck, The Real Housewives of New York, the new one,
The Real Housewives of Everywhere.
Yeah, right,
everywhere.
What,
all of
The Real House of New York, but it has Jenna Lyons in it.
I've heard about it.
I love that, and I love her in it as well.
Yeah, same.
Anything trashy I can find, I watch. It's great. like literally one episode after the other on a night time and just switch off.
Yeah. Sometimes you need that.
But I do love Below Deck.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Mm. Tomorrow?
Yeah, I just recently watched Beckham. I need to start Only Murders in the Building. I heard that was good, so I'm curious to try that.
Who knew
that one. Apparently it's funny. Obviously, White Lotus, I already watched that.
I'm so late to the party.
And I want that to... That's coming out so very soon, actually.
Another season?
Can't wait to see it.
I watched it on the plane. It was on the Emirates flight.
So good. Can we talk about travel for a bit? You're all quite jet-setty. Where have you been recently? Where are you going? Leave us with some inspiration, some travel inspiration.
So this is the second summer that I go to on a boat trip with my friends to Turkey. So we went to Göcek, and basically it's just like the best trip ever, because if you have like a group of tight-knit friends that you really enjoy spending 7 days on a boat with.
Is that a gullet? You want a gullet?
But this year we were on a gullet. Last year we were on a motor yacht. And gullets are nice, but I think for any future trips, I think we're going to go on a yacht purely because... It's just upgraded. I feel like a gullet could be sometimes like a bit old, and the size is really good, but I feel like in terms of like the interiors, it's nicer to be on a motorized yacht. But we had a really good time. This year was 10 of us, so that's why we had a big boat. But it's just basically you sail around Turkey and you stop at different bays, and all you do all day is just enjoy your time with your friends, swim, eat really good food, drink, and I just have a really good time. So that was my highlight for travel in the summer.
And what have you got coming up?
I'm likely going to visit my brother in Megève, in France. They have, my brother and his wife have like a chalet there. We go skiing.
I love
Megève. So yeah, Megève is really nice.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Carmel.
Well, I mean, obviously Ibiza.
When do you go then?
Spend all summer.
all summer there, and then you'll go back next summer.
We might go to Bali next summer, actually. Oh, that's so nice. Well, my husband says that, but I'll still try and convince him to go too.
When you go to Ibiza, do you stay in a...
Well, this year we actually stayed in 5 different places.
Wow. Well, you were there for a while, so...
But the good thing about it is that it's kind of like our meeting place. Anyone we know that's from the UK or wherever, like, they all fly in. So we're like, it's never boring because there's always people coming in week after week or staying with us.
Do you prefer staying in, like, a villa?
Yeah, 100%.
Than a hotel?
I hate staying in hotels with children. Yeah. I just like to wash my clothes and eat when I want and wake up when I want, and the kids are playing in the swimming pool while you're, you know, pottering around. But yeah, I find hotels hard with kids, unless it's kind of like got its own pool you know, outside, like of like a hotel with a villa. Mm. But yeah, and I think then I just went to the Maldives. It's great for us in Dubai because it's 4 hours on a flight.
Is it? It's so good.
Easy. Yeah. It's kind of like the place to go if you want to go for a weekend. You can just go. And, you know, now it's not as expensive as what it used to be. Like, there's a lot more, like, choice in terms of, like, if you just want to do a quick, you know, good deal trip, you can from Dubai.
Really?
Amazing.
I mean, cheap for in Durham's.
Amazing. Reem?
In the summer, I'm always in Lebanon because it's home and it's just beautiful. And then from there, it's just so easy to go to Greece, which I love going to. And I mean, Ibiza just seems like it's hard to get to from anywhere. It takes me so long to get to. But I love Ibiza in the summer as well.
Is there one other business, service, place to go that you love in Dubai that you haven't shared so far today?
I'll tell you what service I really do love. I just love Deliveroo. I just live on Deliveroo.
Yeah,
I just think Dubai has like the best choice. It's like acai bowl after poke bowl after poke bowl, and it's just so healthy on there.
But for services, I mean, okay, I know you said Deliveroo, but there's also like Cafu.
Oh, yeah, petrol.
Oh my god, this is
filling
ridiculous.
Your petrol while you sleep.
It's come the best service.
Said petrol. Yeah, fuel.
You can be like, my car's parked over there. Fill it up.
I use the service nonstop.
Yeah.
Nonstop. I don't remember the last time I went to a gas station because I'm always like, oh, just fill up my car.
We're a very spoiled
city. That's what I'm saying. It's such a service city. Right. It allows you to do what you want to do because you have everything at your fingertips.
Also, it sounds really silly for anyone that lives here, but I still can't get over the novice of valet. Because coming from England, I'm like, what do you mean? I just get out the car and someone parks it. Like, how? And
but it's Lebanon, just... that's like everywhere.
Yeah, but I never lived there either. So coming from the UK, I'm like, okay. You know, like,
but this is why we never walk. This is why we never walk anywhere. I'd miss walk.
Well, it's sweaty hot. I think petrol to your door and valet parking is the perfect place to end. Thank you, Tamara, Carmel, Reem. I hope we'll have you lots more on these podcasts. It's been so great to have you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
That's it for today. If you enjoyed that, then do please subscribe, leave a comment, and tell your friends to listen to you. We'll be back soon. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.